Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolics around the world. I don't know what happened to my engineer. Hope she didn't get that Korahaka stuff. Anyway, I got a great show for you tonight. We got the exclusive lowdown on the Mayor Giuliani garbage truck. Yeah, you know, the one that got rid of the votes so that Mr. Trump wouldn't win. You know, the one over there in Pennsylvania. Yeah, oh, we got the whole story coming up later. Let's see, we'll have a little Jackie Gleason. And if we can get some music in there, it'd be nice. I don't know what happened to the engineer. And we'll do the philosopher. And, if we have time, you know, Laurel and Hardy have to take the vaccine. Yeah, how about that one? That's a good one. Oh, we'll do that. All right, in a site dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, full-grown nut. Yeah. Oh, and I'll have a couple of stories from my childhood. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about one of my friends who went crooked. Mickey Ellaby. Well, we won't use his real name. Mickey Ellaby. That's it. Mickey Ellaby on Inside. And Jimmy Dinigan will probably pop around later. So that's, you know, it's a full show. And I don't know what happened to the engineer. We're supposed to have some philosophy music. You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll do the commercials first. Ah, that's good. We'll get rid of those. All right. Inner Sight Biggie's Takeda Rescue. Little Bear. The Akita. Let's see. Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Want to adopt an Akita? Great, great. Oh, look at that. I said you want to adopt an Akita. My dog just walked in. How do you like that? Yeah. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, check them out. BigEast.org. BigEastAkitaRescue.org. Yeah, around the world. Let's see, you need dog food, cat food? Excuse me. People food? Well, don't call them for people food. Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. No people food, just dog food, cat food, and other animals. All right, 631-484-3085. That's the phone number. And if you can't remember it, don't call me. I'll call you. All right. What else we got? Oh, some of our old helper friends, goodmojoprinters.com, suttoninsurance.com. Tool Law Center. Stick in there, stick.com in there. All right. Around the world, let's see. What else? All the beautiful children, watch out for them. Take care of them. Bless the children and the beast. What was that song by Karen Carpenter? Beautiful song. Children and the Beast or something like that. Yeah. Little Tommy. Let's see. Corey Foster, Vontae Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, all the others. And we remember them. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah. Don't forget. That's a good saying to remember. Inner Sight reminds you of that. Every night on the air.
Able News.
All right, what else we got? All kinds of crazy. Oh, engineer, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Oh, give me my philosopher music.
Okay.
And if it works, good. If it doesn't work, they get what they deserve. Hit it again. One more time.
Hit it again if I can.
Don't take that vaccine. It's no good for you. Don't take it. Don't take it. No, no. Did you hear those two doctors fighting on the air?
Yeah.
Two professors disagreeing with each other. They said that the school did you go to? I went to the same one you went to, you moron. Oh, yeah, they let you in? Oh, yeah, they let me in. And how'd you get out? They kicked me out. They kicked you out. Well, that explains everything. You work for the CBC, don't you? That's right. I'm a deputy assistant commissioner of the highest degree. No wonder that vaccine killed everybody. Oh, shut up. That vaccine is good. Are you going to take it? Who, me? No, I don't take those things. What do you mean? You don't even take your own stuff? No, I got my own stuff from, I go down the corner and see Jose, you know.
Uh-huh. Jose, all right.
Yeah, down the corner with Jose, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, I wonder, why don't you get the CBC to initiate Jose and, give him a few bucks. Be a lot less. Jose's very expensive. $1,000 a pill. $1,000 a pill. What's in that stuff? Automatic relief. Oh, shut up. Get him out of here.
Automatic relief? Of what?
All right. Yeah,
you better hope
that
it's not automatic release.
Yeah.
Instead of relief.
Well, automatic relief of whatever you got to relieve.
That's
what does
right.
that mean? That means you
I
go to the bathroom automatically. Oh, shit.
That's right.
Did you hear on the CBC, some guy, Center for Disease Control, some guy or some professor out west, see, big shot, some big university. You know, they walk around with the Ivy League khakis and all that.
Yeah.
And the shirt, and they got the tie and all that.
They call that business casual nowadays.
Yeah, whatever. And he goes in and he's giving a lecture, see.
Yeah.
And the news was over there that day. I don't know, And he said, the CDC does not know what they're doing. They've ruined this virus. They made it worse. They trumped it up. He used the word Trump, too. And we are totally against this lockup. Let people go about their normal lives. They put it on and then NBC caught wind of it, and then they had it on the news. How do you like that one?
Yeah.
So then another group of doctors came forward and said that they agree with this guy.
Yeah, sort of.
This professor from Minnesota or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we
any
got.
Do any of them know what they're talking about?
Huh?
Do any of them know what they're talking about?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. See, to me, I just think the whole thing is funny. I mean, if I want to know about any disease or viruses, I just ask the biting buzzard.
Oh, and what does the biting buzzard say?
She knows about all of that stuff.
Oh, okay. What'd she say?
Yeah. She says, take natural remedies.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, folks, don't pay too much attention to these things. You know, you hear this every day. You hear about this virus, this one, that one, this number. Oh, you haven't heard too many numbers lately. Well, you hear about the hospitals now. Do you ever notice that when you hear about the hospitals, all they do is they never quote any American doctors. They're always quoting the Indian doctor. Rami, I go to too much in the hospital. Too many people, I can't function. It's too many people in there.
Oh.
You never hear from the American doctors. Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Well, because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to get deported from America.
Oh, that's it. Oh.
See, the Indians don't care because, you know, they're only here on borrowed time anyway.
Oh, is that it?
All right. Yes, hi. Give me a little Jackie Gleason music there, Ralphie Boy there.
Ralphie Boy? Okay, let me get Ralphie to go and give you some Jackie Gleason.
Little honeymoon. Right. Louie's
Ralphie!
Coming up later.
Well, Ralphie has to give you. Oh,
we got Louie.
Ralphie! Okay, here we go.
Coming up later.
Okay, here he goes.
Hey, Ralphie Boy, did you hear about that new disease they got?
What new disease?
Yeah, it's called the Korahana. Korahaka.
Korahana? Korahaka?
Korahaka. What's that? It's supposed to be a virus, see? And, you know, some people try to say that it came from the sewer, but that's not true. How do you know it's not true? Because I don't have it. If it came from the sewer, I'd be definitely sick now, wouldn't I?
No.
No about that, no. Gee, I hope I don't get that. Well, what happens when you get it? Well, you say that your tongue swells up. You gain weight. Oh, don't worry about it, Ralph. You can't gain any more. Oh, shut up. You gain weight. You get very tired. So you sit around and mope. You don't feel like doing anything. And they got to give you
That's
a pill or a saucer
now,
of milk.
That's what
pill,
he does now.
A saucer of milk. Gee, I hope I don't get that. Sounds terrible. Well, don't worry about it, Ralph. If you get it, I'll take care of you. You're going to take care of me. Yeah. Didn't you know that I went to doctor school? Doctor school. Norton, you are a mental case. Where did you go to doctor school?
The
crackerjack. 248.
There you go.
248. Don't touch me, Ralph. I'm sterile. Will you cut that out? Answer that door. Yeah. Hello there. Can we help you? This is the Crandon resident. I'm Ed Norton, the butler. Get out of
the butler
way.
Now.
Yes, sir. Oh, are you Mr. Crandon? That's right. I'm Mr. Crandon. Oh, well, I have the results of this test that your wife wanted me to bring to the apartment and keep it quiet. Keep it quiet?
Okay.
Well, what is it? Well, I'm unfortunately... I'm very sad to announce that you have the Korahaka virus. What? car wreck. Oh no! Now don't panic. It's not as bad as people think it is. What do you mean? Well, one fella died, and we were able to revive him. Of course, he didn't weigh as much as you did. I don't know how we would revive you because, we couldn't get that close to you. Get out of here! Hear that, Norton? I got it. Cora Hacker, what am I going to do, pal? Don't worry, Ralph. Don't worry. A friend of mine, the doctor told him he had it, and he only got 2 months to live. He made a fool out of that doctor. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He lived 3 months. What to do, Norton? What am I going to do about Alice? If I die, what's she going to do? Wait a minute. I got an idea. Why don't you leave your body to science, see? If they pay by the pound, you'll be left a millionaire. Coracobus. I thought you said it comes from the sewer. Well, that's what they said, Ralph, but you didn't get it from the sewer. As a matter of fact, you couldn't even fit through the manhole. Get out! All right, Cora Hackavirus. We got later on. We got Lauren Hardy coming up. They gotta take the vaccine. Gee, that vaccine.
Now the difficulty starts.
Isn't that something with that vaccine? You don't know what's in it. There's all kinds of conflicting stories. You know.
I'd
you
like
don't
to
know
what's in it.
What?
That'd be nice. So I would like to know what's in it.
You and everybody else. You don't know what's going to happen when you take it.
That's
you
true.
Know. Imagine if they start giving this stuff to people and they start running wild in the street and taking off their underwear and everything. Oh, and you know...
He would enjoy that, Frank, though. He'd say, okay, I'm up for some Cora Hacker vaccine.
Well, yeah, we'll give it to all the girls.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now here's the thing. This is very interesting.
Uh-huh.
You've got to take this stuff twice.
Yes,
now,
you
wait
get
a minute.
Freak twice.
The guy goes to a doctor, see? Doc, give it to me, Doc, I gotta have it, I'm scared, I'm gonna get it. Oh, calm down, Mr. Miller. Now, just calm down, you're disturbing all my patients. Doc, please, let me be first. If I die... The others don't have
That's
to go.
It.
Come on, Doc,
That's
please.
Right.
Now, would you... Nurse!
Yes, Doctor?
Give him his injection. Now listen, Mr. Miller. Don't come in here all riled up like that. We have very sick people in here. Now, if you take this today, you must come back next month at the same time and the same day
right.
and the same hour and the same minute.
And stand
if you are
leg.
2 seconds late, poof.
You won't get it.
Poof.
That's it.
What's poof, Doc? What is that? Figure it out yourself. Poof. Poof. I don't want no poof. If you're 2 seconds late, that's it. You got to start all over. But I got to take the subway. I can't. You know how unreliable the subway is? That's your problem. Remember, poof. Ah! How are you going to get people to take that stuff twice? I'd like to know that.
Shock them.
You're going to be lucky to get them taken once.
You're right. Shackle them there to the bed and say you can't move until you take
them to the doctor's office.
That's right. Or to the bed there.
Now you have to stay here for a month.
That's right.
A month?
You take the other.
I got to go to work. No, work. Don't worry.
You'll be fine.
When we get your stimulus check.
That's right. That's even better.
When we get your stimulus check, after we take our payment, you get the rest.
Wait. They
$25.
Said they were gonna give $1,500. They were planning on doing this to each person who came and took the vaccination. They were contemplating that. Now, if that's what they were thinking, okay, now, it's kind of funny that they mentioned that because $1,500 is the sort of the amount of check that they mentioned about being the stimulus.
$1,200, same old stuff.
Same old stuff? Well,
they owe us 7 months, the idiots.
Well, they said there's going to be more than that.
Send you a lousy $1,200, they can stick it.
No, I'm taking anything I can.
But, you know, remember, 2 seconds and you're poof. Woo!
Poof.
Don't poof
anyway.
Me, I'll poof you. Poof.
Poof.
Well, you go to a doctor world, and then you walk in his office and you hear him go, poof. Get the hell out of there fast.
Get that real quick.
Woo! So don't worry, we'll chain you to the fence outside. You won't be late.
No.
And when we get the stimulus,
I'll be back. I have to use the bathroom and slip out of the office real quick.
Poof.
That's what I'd be saying.
All right. Around the world.
I have no idea where she went. We'll look around for her. She didn't even pay the bill. She just slipped out.
Well, I hope she doesn't go poof before the bill gets paid.
No, I just left. I've done that.
All right. Inner sight.
I slipped out.
You need a good civil rights lawyer, James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. Cut that.
I even fired a doctor once.
Let's see. I got to tell you this story. When I was a kid, see, there was this guy. His name was Mickey. I'm gonna change the last name because I know his brothers are still alive and they're cops. I don't want them coming after me. Anyway,
they probably will anyway.
Mickey Hellaby was his name. Hellaby, boy, was he a hell of a bee. Anyway, Mickey Hellaby, and. Yeah, recently, Mickey was looking for an apartment. Yeah, my name is Mickey Allenby, and I need an apartment.
Uh-oh. Now, don't go on.
I need an apartment. I got a good reference. Oh yeah, well I'm the janitor. See now, if I like your reference, I'll talk to the landlady Rosanna. See if we can get your place. Now where'd you live last? Well, I just got out of jail. Huh? What'd you do? I got out of jail. I got out. Yeah, they let me go. Couldn't stand me no more.
Why were you in jail?
What'd you do? Well, you see, it's a long story. I wanted to be a cop, so I wanted to know what it felt like to rob people. So I robbed somebody.
Oh, you did.
And then when I went to be a cop, they said, "You can't be a cop." I said, "Why not? Because you're a robber." Now, wait a minute. I just did that to try to find out what was happening, what was going on. Said, don't give us that. You're going to jail. So they put me in the jail, and I got out. But I got some good references. This is my friend. He's my roommate. His name is Gabe.
From jail.
Yeah, my name is Gabe. I met him in jail. Yeah, he was a robber too.
Cellmate.
Gabe, wait a minute. You mean the two of you just got out of jail and have you got any references? Well, I can give you. Let's see. I got Smelly Brown. I got Miter. I got all my friends from jail. That's no good. I can't take that to the landlady and tell her you just got out of jail and you need an apartment. You gotta have references. When's the last time you paid rent? Well, let's see. I was in jail about 5 years. Got 5 to 15. I got off good behavior. Good behavior.
Good
yeah.
behavior.
And I got off.
Yeah.
And then I just came right out I'm just living down the block now. I need a place. Living down the now listen. You gotta have a job with a reference with the money. You got any money? Oh yeah, I got plenty of money. I got some money from the last job. See? Well, get out of here. Oh man. The last job. Woo.
Last stolen thing he did.
Yeah. All right, in a sight.
That type of job, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. 213-816-1650. You wanna call in? Try to say something stupid or don't call.
We have Maureen who would like to speak.
Oh, Maureen's on the line?
Yes, she is.
All right, we'll take a phone call and we'll. We got the Giuliani garbage truck coming up.
You don't want to
miss that.
All right, Maureen.
That's the real story coming up. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Phone call for Maureen.
Inner
Sight Follies live.
Hi guys, hello. How are
Hi,
you tonight?
Hi, Maureen. Good.
Hi, how are both of you?
Hello, how you doing?
Enjoying
it.
Okay, I'm enjoying the show.
That's good. At least I hope I make you laugh.
No, I know. Yeah, I was feeling kind of down before because my friend called and we were just going over how many people at the first nursing home my mom was in died. It was like everybody we knew.
Boy.
It was
at least
it
made you laugh a little, so I'm happy.
Yeah, no, so that was good. It's good it's on tonight, the Follies, you know. So she's
That's
going, it's a good thing you got her out of there. I said, I know.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's the same thing that happened at my mom's nursing home, so don't feel bad. Same thing. The other one.
Yeah.
The previous one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, similar situation.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So it's a good thing the Follies are on tonight. So
yeah, exactly. So we're having
that.
Some fun tonight. So
yeah,
the past and the present is the present, and we're gonna knock out the future. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
And the future's gonna be ours. I'm telling you, we're gonna have.
I hope so. Yep.
Yes,
I
it is.
I hope so. Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. You know, I feel good.
Yeah.
About it. I feel good about the future.
I know. Hopefully the new year will bring good things, you know, because this
it
has been
I'm
some years.
Take it. I'm going to take the future. Hmm. That's all.
You're gonna take what?
I'm going to just take the future. That's all.
Yeah, I know, right?
Exactly. I've gotten sick and tired of just having to, I don't know, the best way is conform to others in a sense of being more like in an abusive relationship. That ain't going to be anymore. I just can't, you know. So guess what? We're just going to really, you know, find a way. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be nasty. I'm just going to be very, you know, stern. Mm-hmm. That's a good word. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just, I just want this to be over and the vaccines and the, you know, we just don't know. That's so upsetting too, you know.
Well, I'm going to definitely find, I've been looking, don't think I haven't. It's just that a lot of the information is very small and hard to read. Very, very hard to read. You know, it's got all the medical, you know, ease. I just better say it that way, the medical jargon. And it's very, very tiny and very, you know, it's not only tiny, very bunched together, so that's even harder. You know, and very
Cyrillic.
Yeah, and that's very difficult for...
Well, Inner Sight has the guidelines, see.
Yeah.
You go to a doctor's office, and you're sitting there, and everybody's, you know, moaning and all that, and all of a sudden you hear, poof! Get out of there.
Get out of there as quick as you can.
Run. Run
right.
For your life.
That's for sure.
You hear poof, and that's it.
That's for
there's
sure.
The
right in front of you. And if you hear poof right in front of you, especially.
Right.
Oh, stop.
Run real
you
fast.
You're
really
not poofing right, Norton.
Boy, poof. That's right. If you have to... You have to use the bathroom, remember that, before he gives it to you. Yep,
yeah, once you
hear
that noise, it's time to go. Not literally go, I mean.
No, it's time to go in the bathroom. And
it's time to get out of there.
That's right.
You don't want to go permanently. You just want to get out of there.
Go,
right?
Leave.
Hang around those doctors and you will go.
Exactly. I know.
Well, like John Wayne said in that movie, you know, the True Grit, when his kid sister, who he adopted, said to him, "I'd be honored if Marshall, if you'd lie next to me when it's time for you to go." He says, "Well." Well, if you don't mind, if I don't move in too soon.
That's right. And he was really not doing so well.
So that's the story, folks.
That's the true
Inner Sight. Frolic.
Yep, that's,
well,
that's
you know,
the answer.
There may be enough of these professors and doctors argue and fight. If we're lucky, they'll get rid of the vaccine.
Or they'll just forget about it, and guess what? We'll have herd immunity, and the virus will just go away.
That's right.
I'd rather trust
the
cows anyway.
There you go. Or the virus just go away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What,
why don't they just get
the
a couple
of
zebras and put them, you know, put them around us.
Yeah.
Let the herd take care of it.
Yeah.
All
what's
right.
The meaning
Inner
of
Sight.
The 100 days of wearing the mask? Do either one of you know why it's going to be mandatory
that,
to wear a mask for 100 days?
That everybody, if everybody wears it, we will not continue spreading it. I guess that's the theory. I don't know.
Oh, then it goes
and
away.
And we'll have enough time. No, we'll have enough time to have the vaccine in place. I guess. This is the guessing I'm taking, because that's the only. Because everything was implied with that, and nothing was just said outright. It was an implication there. Don't you think? It never was said outright. I mean, I hate when people imply things and not say things outright.
Yeah,
I told you what my theory was about both candidates.
About
still
who?
Call them candidates. About both candidates.
Oh, yes.
When I was about to vote. I had no confidence in either of them.
Now, wait a minute. What is this 100 days with the mask? I missed that.
No, Biden had said when I'm going to mandate 100 days, everybody wear the mask. When I first, you know, how the, when the, you know, a president first 100 days in office, I want everybody.
We're already
to
wearing the mask. What is he talking about?
No, not in every state. It's not mandated in every state. So he wants to mandate it federally. So he's mandating federally the first 100 days, everybody wear a mask until the vaccine is actually distributed, basically.
Well, what's good if you're going to, you got to wear, you get the vaccine, you still got to wear the mask.
Yeah, basically. No, I don't think that. I don't think that, no. I think you're still going to have to, you know, just, you know, once you get that, I think the mask can, the ability to have to wear the mask is going to wane a little bit. I don't know exactly how.
Yeah.
The situation will work. No, I think it
you
will.
Can't
count. Why would
you? And then when he gets in, he may change the whole damn thing. Who the hell knows?
Who knows? Mm. The only thing also that I'm concerned with, that now the virus mutates, and then the next year you're going to have to get another vaccine.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you gotta be there. If you're not there within 2 seconds of your appointment.
Yeah, poof.
That's it, poof.
That's it.
Self-injection.
You gotta start all over.
Oh my God.
Hell no. We have
blood
tests actually waiting for us.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are gonna be chained to the fence. They don't wanna be late.
Right?
Yeah, right. They don't want
to
hear that.
That's
right. Yeah. Love Drops is waiting, by the way.
Anyway. Who?
What happened?
Love Drops. Louie.
Oh, Louie,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, we got to get a call from Louie.
Yeah.
All right.
Maureen, I'll let you know as soon as I hear from Jimmy.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Okay, take care. Take care of both of you.
All right,
okay.
You take care, sweetheart.
Okay, you too, both of you. Good night. Good night.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, take care. All right, so Louis? Frank? Uh-oh. Oh. Frank? You there? Well, I guess it's me. I don't hear Frank. So, hi, everybody. So, basically, I don't hear...
Louis!
What happened?
You.
What happened to you?
Where's Louie?
I just was asking you what happened to you because I didn't hear you. I'm going to bring him in.
Why? You didn't bring Louie in. Come on, get Louie.
All right, here's Louie. Here he is. Louie.
Hello there. This is Louie Rivera. I'm talking on Interstate Fox.
Hello, Louie.
Hello there.
Yeah,
and
yeah. How you doing,
and
Louie?
Inside Friday night.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah, it is Friday night.
Do you go to the doctor?
I went to the dentist.
Oh,
oh,
all right. Well,
when you go in there,
you see, and you're just sitting there quiet and everything, you hear somebody go poof. Make sure you run fast.
Frank's
anyway, yeah. So,
yeah,
how you doing,
that's
Luke?
Right, and everything, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, what's up? What are we gonna? We're gonna. I forgot what we were supposed to do tonight. We're gonna do the
garbage truck.
The
God bless you, Lou.
Yeah, I need Frank Perino on. I talked to Pat Cooper almost. No, I went to the wrong bathroom.
Again, Pat,
the
what's
wrong
up
bathroom.
With that? Pat,
you better
you
watch
went into
that
the wrong
stuff. You'll be in trouble.
Again. Yeah.
We don't want to have to bail you out.
That's right.
Because we don't have the money for that.
That's right.
All right, so...
Yeah.
Louie, I want you to imitate a Mexican jumping bean. Can you do that?
There you go.
Hello, señoras y señores. I'm a Mexican jumping bean. I'm going to get a nice frijole negro, arroz con una habitualita and everything.
Oh, nice.
And I'll teach you how to do el frijente, you know.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All
yeah.
right. Well, so, what's up with Rosanna Dana, Hannah?
Rosanna Dana, you don't know, I talked to her about 4 weeks ago. I was talking about Ohio playing, giving a love drop to a lady and everything.
Oh.
Yeah, what flavor you got?
Any flavor.
Hey, I like licorice. You got any licorice?
Oh, licorice. Black or red?
Licorice.
Licorice. That's right.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites. I used to love Chuckle, see?
Oh, I love Chuckles.
You know, you used to get 5 for a nickel. You can't get that no more.
Ooh, I like that.
Now it's $25.
No, ain't that bad. Uh-huh. What's that?
Do they still sell Chuckles?
Yeah, they do, actually.
They do?
Yeah.
Where do you get them?
Find them. You can get them from like a candy store, you know, one of those delis.
Yeah, if you could find one of those candies. Those candy stores are rare right now. You can't find candy.
Yes, they are. You could get them from like a convenience store. I've seen them once.
Oh, I wouldn't buy them from in there. They're all full of roaches.
How about I've seen them like in those greeting card stores. I've seen them there.
A card? Greeting card?
Yeah.
What do
they
know
they
about
fresh
chocolate?
Candy.
That's a card store. They don't know nothing about chocolate.
How about like one of those chain? They usually have them fresh too. One of those chains.
You got to go to an old fashioned candy store. See?
Yeah, but they don't have them there. You know.
Run by an old guy who can't even walk. Can't walk.
But you usually have them fresh there.
You can hardly talk.
But they have
them
fresh.
You know, you go
in a glass jar. A nice glass jar. Now we got leaves.
Can I help you, please? Well, what kind of candy do you want? I said, what?
Yeah, that's right. Any flavor you want. Chocolate, pudding, plenty, and all that stuff.
So how would that go?
He turns around and goes, poof, and that's it.
That's it. You're done. You know, you don't know that in the chuckles is the vaccine. No. Sorry.
Who the hell knows what they'll put it in? Boy, wouldn't that be a sneaky way to give it to people?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, so you go into this store, see, and this guy is all decrepit and old, and he's got three. he's walking with three canes.
Three canes? Wait a minute, how does he walk with three canes?
That's what I need, Frank. I need a cane also.
You don't need no
cane. You need
cane.
A cane?
You really do. Do you really
one
need
in the
yeah,
back
I need
and
a
two
cane,
in the front.
Right? I got walk straight.
Lou, what do you need a cane for?
Yeah, I want to play. I'm going to give some. I'm going to give him a cane for give him. I trade a cane for a love drop. I give the lady some. And
yeah,
some
he
love.
Wants to get more girls' attention.
I think that's what he wants. Girls. Lou, do you need help?
Lou, you want to get a lot of girl attention. Use three canes.
That's right. Did three kids. With a little seat.
I don't need a wheelchair. I could get a wheelchair. And then I'll talk away. I got some lump drops and give a shower. You know what I mean? And,
he wants a little walker with a little, like, pouch so he could put his love drops in there.
Yeah. One walker
yeah,
in the front and one
yeah.
in the back.
Like that, right?
That way if you want to sit
he
down, you get tired,
idea.
You know.
You know I'm joking
yeah.
with you. You know that. Right?
Now I can get up and go to the restroom. I can get up and I can see the restroom as the men's room. And I got up where the key. I can walk straight, full foot tall. and step by step, and
thank God you
know. Frank, I got the right room and the right time.
All right, give us a little song. We got to do the garbage truck. Come on.
Yeah, we got to do the garbage truck scene.
Any song you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anything you got? Fighting buzzards.
About this one. I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care thus what they say. 'Cause forever I will pray. You and I is be as free as the love drops in the tree. Oh,
how about you drink that?
Please stay by me. Diana.
Yeehaw.
You need four.
You must feel like it when you hold me close. Oh, my darling, you're the most. I love you, but you love me. All lover drops, can't you see? La 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 la.
Oh boy.
That can't be. I'm drunk and can't be.
Woo! All right. At the end of the song, you gotta go poof.
Poof.
Yeah. I drank about 15 glasses of sangria.
You had how many?
I was thinking 15 glasses.
15 now. You haven't had 15. You better not have had 15
glasses.
Are they shot glasses? Maybe thimble-sized glasses. Yeah, you had 15 then.
All right. Inside Louis Rivera, everybody. Thank you, Lou.
Take care.
That was cool,
Frank,
man.
Yeah, Frank Perino. This is Rosanna Dana. Say, have a good weekend. And I'll call you next Friday on the same time on Frank Perino's Block Talk Radio Follicks on Inside on Block Talk Radio at 8 to 9 o'clock.
All right.
Have a great one, Lou. You are
thanks,
fabulous.
Louis.
You know that, Lou? You have a great
I'm fabulous.
I love you. Yeah, you are fabulous.
I love you, Suzanne.
I love you, Lou. You take care. Okay?
Well, some people say that this country's going to
see
the garbage.
See you, Frank.
Take care.
And, you know, that may be true. I don't know, because when you get a mayor, a great, great mayor, former, a brave, very brave mayor, Rudy Giuliani ran into the World Trade Building when it was, he didn't even think about it. He ran in and he was running around trying to help people, and then the fire department had to get him out of there.
I know.
So, when Rudy Giuliani says something, you pay attention, you know.
Yeah. I know.
Anyway, the garbage truck supposedly pulled up in Pennsylvania, middle of the night, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, do we have a let's hit a truck? We reenacted some of this world.
Yes, we did.
And here's the example of the former mayor driving the truck and.
Yes.
You know.
Uh-huh.
All right, just pull it up there to the building. Pull it up. That's it.
It's not coming on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
And we're going to get the, and out comes.
The garbage.
Some weird looking characters. One guy, a garbage man, all he had on was boots and boxes, see. Name was Gabe. Yeah.
Hold on.
Don't worry. I got all the votes. All the votes in the cans, and we're gonna dump them. Dump them in the garbage truck. So, all right. Go ahead. All right. Just dump it right in there. That's it. Ew. Oh, then that's it. That's it. Fill it up. And they hold away the votes. And that's why Mr. Trump didn't win the election. See? We got everything documented. We got the truck, we got the driver, we got the witnesses, and we also got pictures of the dead bodies.
Who the voted. Dead bodies?
The dead people who voted.
What dead people?
Along with a couple of animals whose
wait,
names
wait, wait.
Were submitted.
What dead people?
And we have affidavits signed by the cemeteries that these people were in fact dead. That's our case. And we intend to bring it to the Supreme Court of the United States. That's right.
Uh-huh. And what were these dead people doing?
Oh, wait a minute. I gotta go. I just got the word that my washing machine broke out of jail.
What?
Washing machine, yeah, it's going down the road. I gotta get it. That guy's a maniac. Doesn't he have some kind of a caretaker or something?
He probably needs one.
Yeah, he's got a social worker. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, go get her, will you? All right, yeah, I'll get her. Come on now, I got to take you back to the home. You, what do you do with that machine? Bubbles all over the place. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, you put soap in that machine, boy. You put too much soap. Go flying down the road like that. what a maniac. Listen, don't worry. I gonna get him. He said, my son, leave him now alone to me. I'm going to get him. I'm going to make sure he puts on the pants. The case of the runaway washing machine, folks.
Uh-oh. He's in trouble now.
You know? So if you see a washing machine wandering down the road all by itself, just get out of the way. Otherwise, poof!
Poof is right.
All right, in a sight, some craziness, right?
Some zaniness.
Oh, by the way,
zane.
Jimmy Dinigan, my schoolmate.
Jimmy up too.
Oh, he loved garbage trucks. You know, when we were in school, he used to go by the window in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he used to open the window, and Miss Ma freaked out. Close that window, Jimmy. And he said, I got to smell it. Smell what? The garbage truck. It's beautiful. I love it. And he's got his nose out the window, see? And he's smelling this garbage truck. And then one day he came to school and time to go home. And Jimmy insisted that he was going to drive the school bus. I'll never forget this. He gets on the bus and he says, can I just sit in the seat? I want to sit in the seat right there. And the driver says, no, Jimmy, I can't allow that. You're too young, and you don't have a license. Yeah, but I could drive. My father, I saw my father drive. I know how to drive. You're pounding the rail. Jimmy, cut that out. And Janie says, I'm not getting on the bus if Jimmy's going to drive.
That's right.
If Jimmy driving, cool. I'm going to call my mother. I'm not going to get on the bus with Jimmy if he's going to drive.
Don't worry, Janie. I know how to drive.
There you go.
My father taught me. I only hit three poles. Jimmy, sit down.
Three poles.
Sit down,
I love
Jimmy.
Love his parents teaching him how to drive.
We have
the
to
bus.
Go. Come on, sit down. Behave yourself.
I'm pounding the rim. Fine to the glass. Cut that out.
And all the way back.
Drove everybody crazy.
Yeah. All the way home, every time you looked at him or you said something, would come the pale ginger ale.
I think
that
you
was Finnegan. He was crazy. He loved to get people's goat, you know.
Oh yeah, but you had it out with him once, right?
Funny. Oh yeah, we had a big fight one time.
I remember that.
I twisted his arm around the chair. He was yelling. He was squealing like a little
piglet.
A little brat. I said, "Jimmy, shut up."
Did you tell him to say stop?
And Janie said,
yeah.
"Miss Ma, Frankie's killing Jimmy."
Killing Jimmy.
And Miss Ma, you know, I know what she wanted to say, but she couldn't say it.
This is a good.
Frankie, cut that out. She wanted to say, "Maybe we'll get rid of the bitch."
Maybe he'll stop singing.
She didn't dare say that.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Kramer came up. He heard about it. You know, somebody must have rattled on me. And he said, he called Miss Marr outside and he wanted to know if Jimmy was all right.
Yeah.
You know. And we could hear, you know, blind people got good ears. We hear right through the damn door. And and Kramer says, "Is Dinnegan all right? Is he hurt bad?" And she goes, no, he's fine, he's fine. Oh, gee, I was hoping we'd get him the hell out of here.
Woo! You heard that?
Yeah,
oh
they
God,
wanted Jimmy
funny.
To go poof like that.
Yes, you know. They did. Oh, what did Dinnegan say?
Oh, he just put the pale ginger ale thing on.
Oh.
He always did that when he was annoyed or, you know,
or nervous,
know what to say.
Or whatever. Yeah.
But that was funny, though. We wanted to drive the bus.
Oh, God.
All the kids were freaking out. No, don't let Jimmy drive. Don't let him drive. I got to get home. I got to call my mother. Don't let him drive.
Oh, like the bus driver was going to let him drive, for real. Were you laughing? The whole time.
Yeah, he thought it was funny, but then it got a little ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, Frolics, and hope you had a little fun. Television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And Thursday night, all over Long Island, Channel 20, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Or check us out.
Yeah.
A little craziness here, and yeah. Remember, on that vaccine, you got to have 2 doses. And if they change
now.
It, you got to have 3.
Don't
now wait
do
a minute.
It.
Suppose the 2 doses don't work. Then what do you do?
You probably have to go back and get 2 more doses. That's
yeah,
how the other vaccines work. No, I'm serious. They have. I want to say something. Do you know that the hepatitis B vaccination, when I had to go get it before I went to go in the hospital, I had to take 3 of them. And guess what? It never took. It never
took.
Time
these people get through with you, you won't need a vaccine.
No, it never took in my case. I had to go back and get the 3 of them again. And I said,
I'll tell you, somebody's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
The people that make wooden boxes are going to clean up.
Yeah,
all right, we'll
exactly.
see you Monday, Man of Glad. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates
that's
for the disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had some fun, a little craziness.
Maybe we should make wooden boxes.
A washing machine charging down the street. Get out of the way. Otherwise, poof!
Poof! Wooden box is saying, "I told you so."
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much. Had some fun. Love it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, look here. Inner Sight. Inner Sight. Ah!
Good night, everyone.